This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a great song by an Irish band. This is The Water Boys.
The Water Boys, okay.
Hole of the Moon. Come on, this is great. You know this song? Probably
I don't, no.
You saw the hole of the moon.
What year are we looking at here?
That's a good question. I would say, I'm going to go early 90s. I'm going to go early 90s.
Well, we get Dropkick Murphys at some point.
Yeah, you'll get Dropkick Murphys. I'll go all generic on your asses this morning. Hit you with some U2.
Oh, yeah.
I got some others. I looked on Spotify. They have a nice Irish playlist.
Cranberries.
Cranberries. Oh, we'll do some Cranberries, Eddie. I can get you all your Irish bands. I'll play a little Thin Lizzy. I think they're Irish. I think that fella's Irish.
Can we do like a zombie karaoke in here this morning?
What does that mean?
The song?
Oh, Zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie. I like the other one by Cranberries, faster one.
Oh, no, faster?
They have a fast one. I forget what it's called, but that's the one I'm going to play.
All right.
Like Salvation?
Salvation!
I'll tell you what. So I went to Nashville basically a decade apart. 2011, awesome time with my now wife and her parents. And then we went back this past August for my sister, like her 50th birthday. We had a big family trip. My brother-in-law rented out a house. Long story short, in those 10 years, I don't know if you've not been.
I've not been.
It's such a tourist spot now. Like, you can barely move on a Saturday night on Broadway in Nashville. Like, it's just packed. Point being, though, you go to all these bars and they've got bands play. Sometimes in a single bar, you've got three different bands playing at the same time, one on each level. And they do a lot of, they take requests, they do a lot of cover songs. The Cranberries, you can go in any bar and you're going to hear pretty
much. Playing Cranberries?
Is it called Zombie? It is, right? Yeah. That song, I must have heard like five different versions on one night in Nashville.
I wonder what, you know,
people love it. They get into it.
But why up until 2011? Were people not going to Nashville like crazy?
I don't know when the change occurred.
Why?
I think the emergence and how the country genre took off.
Yeah.
And Nashville, all the artists go there. And obviously with you've got on SiriusXM, the highway is there in Nashville.
Yeah, I always wanted to go to Nashville, but the more I hear about what it's like now, I've kind of lost interest.
No, you would hate it.
Yeah, I would hate it, right?
It's become very touristy.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the places to go. Austin, Texas now as well for these bachelorette parties. That's in Nashville. Every bar has at least one bachelorette party.
Yeah, I need to find the next place that hasn't got blowed up
yet. You got to be ahead of the curve.
I got to be ahead of the curve. Yeah. Edwin Diaz officially has a torn patellar tendon.
Dr. Chow on the money again. I referenced him yesterday.
This fella.
We all, terrible video. He was like, I can't really tell from the video, but concerned for tendon injury. Bang.
Nailed it.
Not ligament, tendon.
Tendon, patellar tendon.
Yeah.
Fully torn. Looks like he's going to miss the season.
I saw a video from another doctor on Twitter yesterday who was like, I could barely explain how. And he goes, unless, you know, this thing was just hanging by a thread. He couldn't understand how this injury could have taken place based on him just kind of bouncing around a little bit.
That there had to be something.
But then, of course, the Mets came out and said, hey, we didn't see any issues. You know,
was Jerry's theory, if you remember.
Right, yes.
That he would have injured it somehow anyway because it was weak.
Unknowingly, yeah, exactly. And it was just a ticking time bomb.
Man, I hate a guy with a weak patellar tendon.
But think about that.
How weak could it be?
The dude throws triple digits. He was blowing people away last year, all the while potentially, we don't know for sure, having a patellar tendon that was a ticking time bomb hanging by a thread.
When I go to the gym, I go right on the patellar tendon machine because I do not want a weak patellar tendon. I just go right on that machine. A lot of guys are in the bicep machine, tricep, chest. Mm-hmm. I go patellar tendon. I don't want that snapping. But that's me.
I know the machine you're referencing, but like, so you work that out.
Yeah.
It's not a muscle, though. Oh. It's a tendon, right?
Right.
You know what? I'm not even going to go down this. I don't want the smoke, so let's just move on.
You don't want the smoke, CeeLo. You're one of these guys that goes, look at my biceps. Meanwhile, you'll snap your patellar tendon.
Yeah.
Me? I might look weak.
Yeah, those legs.
But just push on my patellar tendon.
Tendons are tight.
Tight in a good way.
Yeah.
Not tight like they're going to snap. Tight in a good way.
Yeah.
Also good news for the Mets. They don't have to pay his contract.
Yeah, I saw that. We were talking about that. We were wondering about that yesterday.
We were.
MLB insurance.
MLB insurance, that is the responsibility of MLB because it occurred during their, as Sal called it,
worthless baseball classic. Yeah.
People were calling me Yana. Tell him to stop saying that.
Yep. He definitely struck a nerve.
He nailed it home, though, yesterday. He was boom.
Fired up. Now, he was also, the Mets just paid him all this money. I mean, well, now they don't have to pay him. So is he going to be less angry? Probably not.
Well, here's what the point's going to be, though. When he comes back to the Mets, they're going to have to pay him the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting a compromised patellar tendon picture.
I did see that same doctor said 6 to 12 months, he should be good to go.
Hmm. I don't know. Guys,
as far as like getting back to full strength, I know Billy Epler said 8 months, and sometimes it's 6 months and they're ready to go. Exception, not the rule.
Guys are never the same, CeeLo, when they get back.
At least they got this thing taken care of quickly. I mean, he gets the confirmation done and basically, hey, okay, Express, let's get the surgery done. And, you know, before sundown, you're seeing a picture of him smiling with the thumbs up in the hospital bed there.
Right. Unlike a lot of your Yankee players, they wait until, like, the season's just about to start. And they're like,
or Brock Purdy, that wimp.
Wuss. Yeah, maybe I'll get this. I know the season ended 9 months ago. Maybe I'll get this work done now.
Yes, Frankie Montas.
Yeah, Frankie Montas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Edwin Diaz did reach out to fans and said, I can't wait to see you guys in New York again and play those trumpets.
Yeah, great.
Just play those trumpets. Edwin, we're done with the trumpets. They went out with your patellar tendon.
No.
You need a new gimmick when you get back.
No way. They'll be dying to have those trumpets back next year. Or let's say he magically is back for October. Are you kidding me?
He's not coming back in October.
I said magically.
I don't even want him back in October. If you didn't get us here.
Stop.
You're not welcome in October.
Stop.
When we're making a World Series run.
Okay. How many blown saves into the season will you be? Let's get Diaz back. Let's hustle up with that rehab. Come on. We need you.
I do like that David Robertson.
I do too.
We met him once at some event, maybe when the All-Star game was here, and we were doing our show from MLB. I don't know what it was. It was like the fan place where fans hang out. He and his wife came by.
Mm-hmm.
Such a nice fella.
Oh, yeah.
I think he does like a charity where he gives socks to poor people.
Yes.
That's nice.
He's a high sock guy. We always say high socks, actually high pants that show off the socks.
He's a tight pants guy also.
Tight pants.
I got
high
my
pants.
Tight pants on.
Yeah. So, look, he's done it. I mean, he sort of had a renaissance the last couple years. He pitched in the Olympics for the USA. And after that, it was sort of like MLB teams were like, all right, he's still pretty good. And now all of a sudden, pretty good. And he's
pretty
back.
Good.
He's not going to be, you know, dynamic and electric the way Diaz was, but he can get the job done for you.
He's electric. Braxton Berrios ends up on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I like him.
Jets South,
right. I mean, this is what's going to happen. The Dolphins are going to beat Aaron Rodgers and the Jets with a Mike White to Braxton Berrios touchdown. You know that's coming.
I can certainly see it happening. Wouldn't shock me. I mean, more likely it'd be Tua to Tyreek Hill, but I mean, it is possible.
Yes, perhaps more likely.
Yeah.
But that's why they play the games.
That's right.
You never know what happens.
There was a third one. I'm forgetting who it was now. Oh, the backup, the offensive lineman with the mullet. Dan Feeney, I think.
He's Miami also there?
Well, those three.
Don't make a key block.
Because I think Mike White put something out on Twitter yesterday with their faces.
Oh, is that
they're
right?
Going to Florida.
They're running
Beach.
It back.
Yeah.
All right. Dak Prescott.
I do it all the time, Al. Don't worry.
Dak Prescott.
Doc Prescott.
Dak Prescott got very emotional over the release of Zeke Elliott. He's hurt. Quote, I'm hurt.
Where
He's
was,
hurt.
Is there audio of this? I did not see this.
Hello? If there was audio, you would have heard it, CeeLo.
No, you don't play
I
audio
saw it in
on
print.
The show. In print.
All I right. saw it in print.
I'll have to effort that.
And that's good enough
Jerry,
for me.
You would know.
When I see someone hurting in print, more emotional. That's why greeting cards are sold.
More emotional,
more emotional.
In print
mm-hmm.
than someone?
Sometimes.
Really?
So, I'm better in print than in real life.
Come on now. So Edwin Diaz's brother, you read about him being emotional
yeah.
versus watching the tears stream down his face on the field in Miami the other night?
In baseball.
And having to be consoled by the teammates?
All right, that's
yeah.
Like, that'll tug at your
just
heartstrings.
Poked a hole in your theory.
All right, let's take a quick break here. Then at 6 o'clock, Jerry and Sal Licata will be here to kick off your St. Patrick's Day fun-filled Friday.
There you go.
And you've got a sportsman, don't you?
Oh, that's right. Before I leave, to
with Amy Lawrence.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Jack Pocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone.
This is a sad day for Mets fans.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Welcome back to the program. We have very little time left. By the way, there was a, I don't want to ruin this because Jerry was going to do this later, so maybe I won't do this one. By the way, you never gave me your person, CeeLo, who at the radio station you would start.
I told you, I'll pick you. Put you on the spot.
You can't put me. I can't do a 4-hour show. Yeah. CeeLo, I barely get through this hour.
Listen,
you
want to be the guy with all these hot takes and opinions on the business and everything? We'll put you on the spot and make you do it.
I'll be a business podcast.
Yeah.
WFAN. WFAN FM. WFAN FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.